If you're a maintenance supervisor at a manufacturing facility and your machinery isn't working right, Grainger knows you need to understand what's wrong as soon as possible. So when a conveyor motor falters, Grainger offers diagnostic tools like calibration kits and multimeters to help you identify and fix the problem. With Grainger, you can be confident you have everything you need to keep your facility running smoothly. Call 1-800-GRAINGER, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
If you're a custodial supervisor at a local high school, you know that cleanliness is key and that the best place to get cleaning supplies is from Grainger. Grainger helps you stay fully stocked on the products you trust, from paper towels and disinfectants to floor scrubbers. Plus, you can rely on Grainger for easy reordering, so you never run out of what you need. Call 1-800-GRAINGER, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Hey everyone, welcome back to the Winner's Circle. I'm Derek.
And I'm Cody.
And we are here with our second headline of the week. As if you're going in chronological order, yesterday we released our Rittenhouse video. Today is going to be the Ahmaud Arbery verdict, which came out when you're seeing this a few days ago. It was before Thanksgiving. This should be coming out on Saturday, this video that you're watching now. If you're listening to it on podcast form, same thing, coming out on Saturday. We're covering the verdict because it needs to be covered, because we had this Rittenhouse case where it was a very polarizing case. A lot of people don't agree on it. Arbery, I feel like more people get this one. I've been saying this since it happened before the trial, that this was going to be the verdict. It should be the verdict. You and I have spoken about it.
I was nervous because under the law, and this is what I really want to touch on. So I wanted to read the law, and this is what
break it down. Let's get right into it. No reason to hold back.
Yeah. So this case is a little kind of old, but this is something that happened in Georgia with three men. They essentially they thought they had justifiable cause to go and try to find Ahmaud Arbery because they thought there was burglary at these houses that were happening.
One specific house that they're like working on, right?
Right. And so there was homes that were being worked on. They thought it could be Ahmaud Arbery. So they were going and doing the citizen's arrest. And I want to get into that law. But essentially, ultimately what happened is, as they're trying to stop Ahmaud Arbery, and I'm not saying that he was doing a burglary. The initial stories was that he was just going out for a jog. I think that was shown that he wasn't just out on a jog. But these three men ultimately track him down, cut him off with guns, and he's unarmed, and go to stop him, and it ultimately leads to Ahmaud Arbery being shot with a shotgun point blank range and killed. The three men that were following him, Gregory McMichael, Travis McMichael, his son, and William Bryan Jr., they've all been charged with murder.
And they've all been found guilty.
They've all been found guilty of murder. That's right. Their sentencing is still to come, but they could all be facing up to life in prison.
Yeah, they're in trouble.
I got to be honest with you. When this case first happened, I know you covered it. I just was like, what are these guys doing? Why did they feel like they could do this? And my biggest issue was with the law that this citizen's arrest law, which I think was something that was very old and created in a time where maybe there wasn't a lot of policing, but something that should have been stripped out. It shouldn't have been stripped out after Ahmaud Arbery was killed. This should have been gone previously. And so it ultimately allows just citizens, if they find something or they're suspicious of somebody, to almost like do a citizen's arrest instead of calling the authorities, going through the proper procedures. Like, these citizens take it upon themselves to go and pull a citizen's arrest. And I'm like, when I first, because I never knew this was a thing until the Ahmaud Arbery case, never knew it was a thing. And when I looked at this and I started reading law, I was like, how is this in here still? Like, why should a citizen feel like they should go with a gun to arrest another citizen? Why is that out there? You know? And so, like, you were somebody that's a cop. I don't know if you and your, there's definitely not. Was this in Rhode Island? Was this something that could happen in Rhode Island? Do they throw it out?
I mean, you can detain someone if they just committed a crime and you're able to detain them without, putting yourself or anybody else in danger. But no, not like it is in Georgia. No.
No. And the thing is like the whole claim to self-defense on this one, it's like, you guys tracked this guy down. You followed him. You cut him off in the street.
Twice.
And then, as he's trying to get around you guys, which you guys are not allowing him to get around you, then you felt like your life was in danger because he lunged for your gun. Like,
yeah.
What are we doing here? And then to claim self-defense, it's like, bro, you literally put your, that's like being like, you put yourself right in the middle of it. I don't know.
This is one of those.
This
is definitely one of those situations where, and we just, if you're watching again in chronological order, we just covered Rittenhouse and we both said, you know, we agreed with the verdict based on the law. But that was because the argument was over, was he in fear for his life? And did he have a justifiable reason for being there in the first place? All this other stuff. With Aubrey, the whole argument that was being made by the three individuals was that they were witnessing someone committing a crime and they were trying to apprehend him while police were on their way. They didn't know for certain that Ahmad was even the guy who they had been seeing at the house. As it was laid out in court in his multiple videos, the owner was concerned about theft and all that, the person who owned the property, but there were multiple individuals that were going into that property when they shouldn't be, you said there was a narrative that Ahmad was out jogging. I don't believe that for a second that, you know, they just stopped him while he was running down the street jogging. I think they had seen him before in the area in that house. They saw him again and without even knowing if he committed a crime, because you can make the argument he trespassed, but they didn't see that. They didn't see him, from what I understand, leaving that property. Mm-hmm. So they're basically being proactive for a crime that may have not even been committed, and they're not police officers. So what is the sense of urgency here where you have to stop this individual without just allowing police to show up? And I think they made the argument like, oh, we wanted to stop him because, you know, we have called in the past and the police before they get there, the subject's gone. Too bad.
That's
too bad.
Yeah.
There's not a threat to someone's life. It's a threat to the theft of personal property. Property can be replaced.
You know what I'm saying? Like, and now I don't know if this is so in Rhode Island, say somebody saw a witness like a murder and they track this person down and then they get into an altercation. Are you covered in that? Do you think under the citizen's arrest law?
No, you're not. Because again, you're not, that's not your job. You're not supposed to be out there tracking people down. And again, I'll even go as far as saying this.
It's almost like a vigilante.
It is. And I'll even go as far as saying that even if they saw him come out of the house and he had a hammer in his hands because he just stole it from the house, call the police. Stay in your house. Mm-hmm. Let them do their job. You don't have to be a hero. Let them go. They'll catch him eventually, right? Him stealing a drill or a hammer isn't going to hurt you or your family, okay? I understand. It's not right if that's what he was doing. So I'm not saying Ahmad was stealing from there, but I'm saying even if he was, you basically getting in a car with your father or your son and chasing this guy down, obviously he's not going to stop for you, even if he did commit a crime.
Would you?
He didn't. No, of course not.
Right?
You got like a guy sitting in the back of the truck bed with a shotgun and you're a black man in Georgia. I'm not stopping. No way.
Dude, if you're a white man in Georgia, if I'm jogging around in Georgia and there's a dude in the back of the truck with a shotgun, he's like, hey, were you by that? I'm like, dude,
you're
crazy if you think I'm stopping.
No, you're right. You're right. So yeah, take race even out of it. You're not, it's a scary situation for anyone. So it really doesn't matter to me what Ahmad was doing that day. That's irrelevant. The fact is these individuals didn't know what Ahmad was doing either. And yet you can see from the video, they were chasing him down. They tried to stop him once. He ran around it. They tried to stop him again. They're out of the truck with a shotgun. Ahmad obviously feels like his life is in danger, understandably so. And he comes around the truck. They say that he lunged towards him, but I truthfully didn't even really see that. He kind of came around the truck. I don't even know if he knew the individual was there with the shotgun at that point.
I mean,
tough to know, but I mean, you know, either way, it's two against one. You got a shotgun and you shoot this man point blank in the chest. And I said it when I initially did this with Detective Christopher Anderson. He's a retired Alabama homicide detective. You know, we were on board before any of the facts came out, just based on the video, based on the fact that, you know, the crime in question was trespassing and larceny. These actions do not justify chasing a man down for that crime. Now, if he was on the run because he just kidnapped a young child or murdered someone, and you want to, you can't let him escape. Maybe we're talking different, but you're chasing him down for a larceny and trespassing with a shotgun?
If you're a maintenance supervisor at a manufacturing facility and your machinery isn't working right, Grainger knows you need to understand what's wrong as soon as possible. So when a conveyor motor falters, Grainger offers diagnostic tools like calibration kits and multimeters to help you identify and fix the problem. With Grainger, you can be confident you have everything you need to keep your facility running smoothly. Call 1-800-GRAINGER, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Yeah, these citizens arrest laws need to go.
Yeah, and you are right. You said something earlier. There's a lot of laws that were written years ago that get kind of buried in this paperwork and their technicalities now, but they and do usually need to clean up, go back and clean up the law.
And that's what I was worried about in this case, because honestly, if these guys would have got off on this, and you know, I guarantee you there's going to be people out there that are going to be like, well, why are they in the wrong? It's like, I want everybody that if you're listening to us, I want you to just take like the human side of you to just look at a situation and not your political view, not what side of it you're on, not what your views are. Just take the human side of it. And it's like, why should anybody feel the need to chase somebody down to this extent because they heard there was burglaries at these construction sites and this outcome happens? Can we just be human and just be like, that's not right. This law should not be in place. And this person, like, this is three guys chasing down another guy and ultimately killing the one guy. Mm-hmm. And they don't have any proof of what he was doing.
100%.
Like, these are the kind of things that should be like, I think everybody should have been like, dude, what is going on here? Why this guy, Ahmaud Arbery, should not be dead.
100%.
Should not be dead. I don't care whatever you thought. Even if he was, you know, robbing this house.
That's what I'm saying. Doesn't matter.
Come on.
It's a vacant building. You know, it's a vacant building. You know, it goes back to, again, we covered the Rittenhouse case and we applied this template to that case as far as how you and I believe we should work as a society, which is what can we as a society do to learn from these situations and become better? Mm-hmm. And is there common ground to be found? Well, with Rittenhouse, we said there's two sides to it. That's a very polarizing case. Ultimately, what can we do to make this situation not happen again? You and I said basically, hey, stop burning, you know, destroying property, burning down buildings, and then hopefully you have these other individuals not showing up with rifles trying to play hero, right? Mm-hmm. In this case, I'd like to think it's a little bit more clear cut, and the majority of the people out there, unlike Rittenhouse, would all agree, if you have common sense, that this was wrong. Mm-hmm. And there has to be a precedent set where if you try to take the law in your own hands like this and something, you end up killing someone, you're going to prison for the rest of your life. It's going to deter people from doing it in the future. And I think that's something that the majority of this country can get behind. However, just like in the last episode, I'll say it again if you didn't listen to that one. I want you to go out there, do your own homework, and look at everybody reporting on these cases, all of them, Rittenhouse, Arbery, and also the Wisconsin parade, the Christmas parade, which we're going to cover next. Because what you will find is a lot of these people will cover certain cases ad nauseum, retweeting every single thing out there, constantly, you know, posting about it. And then something else will happen that's equally wrong and they won't say anything. And I want you to be that reasonable person, because ultimately we are the majority, to say, I'm not listening to that person anymore, because they have an agenda. They're not just going what's right and what's wrong. They're going what's right and what's left, right? What supports their political agenda, whatever it is. That's the lens that they look at things. Mm-hmm. We don't want to let those people control this country.
Yeah.
That's what the theme of this is, because people will politicize and use these cases to push their own agendas. We, which are the reasonable people out there, have to come together and go, no, we know what's right. We know what's wrong. Mm-hmm. And this is wrong, period. Yeah. Regardless of what your political or personal beliefs are. That's where we got to go. We have to take the country back and do that.
Yeah, I agree with you, man. The country has gone too far political on everything, and it's polarizing, and it's actually dividing us, and it's creating so much division that, like, as of right now, I don't see the middle ground anymore.
Who's doing that, though? Who's doing that, Cody?
The media
and our politicians.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Well, our politicians, I think, are in bed with the media. So
1,000%.
You know,
1,000%.
It's so sad. It really
and
is.
And again,
so sad.
I think most people are normal people that just want everyone to get along and want safety for them and their families. So, you know, we got
to
just come together.
We want criminals not to be able to be out on the street, which will lead us to our next one. Because then situations could have been stopped in the first place.
Right. I agree. And then also, you know, when we do have a situation where there's an injustice, which there have been, especially involving police, there's a way, there's a right way to do it and a wrong way to do it. We have to perfect that as well. I understand that as protesters, you want to be heard. You can be heard. There's ways to do it. There's ways to do it the right way. Voting. We've seen it, right? People didn't like Trump. Ultimately, there was a vote. He's out.
Yeah.
That's how you do it. That's how you make change. So whether you agree with it or not, that's how you do it. And I think we just got to keep moving forward. I do feel like there's a change on the horizon where people are starting to see that when these incidents occur, these politicians and the certain media outlets are using that situation to support their cause.
Man, I don't know. I think that people are so blinded. I said it in the last episode. It's just people care more about their truth than the truth.
Yeah.
And I think that it's causing the division to just never end. Because if I'm talking about the truth to you and all you care about is your truth and what your opinion is, then we can never have a conversation. Because then if you fire back truths with me to me and I'm like, well, you know what? Yeah, you're kind of right. I may not even allow you to have that moment because I'm going to be like, you're just so stupid that I'm not even going to give you the satisfaction of thinking you got me on something.
Even though you did. Yeah. And then
that's where I think we are now.
Well, to summarize, because I think we're at the end here, right? I mean, ultimately, our thoughts and prayers are with Ahmad's family.
And none of this is going to get him back. These guilty, I think what people don't understand is that these three men being found guilty and ultimately serving a life in prison doesn't bring Ahmaud Arbery back to his family. His family will never get to hear him again, never get to see him again, never get to see him grow up. He was 25. He's had a fraction of his life to live and his family will never see him again. And so that's what that ultimately these men, this was the right thing to do, but it doesn't bring Ahmaud back. And I think that we need to figure out ways so that we're avoiding, which I don't know. I don't know if we'll ever get to that, like avoiding these situations from even happening.
I think it does start with people like you and I, people around this country coming together and saying, regardless of our personal or political beliefs, we know what's right and what's wrong. This was wrong. And these individuals, regardless of what their intent was behind it, they deserved to be found guilty. They committed a crime. They took a man's life that didn't need to be taken. And unfortunately for them, they're going to have to answer for it now. It's that simple. Anything else?
No, guys, if you guys are enjoying what you're seeing here, be sure to subscribe to the channel and turn on those bell notifications.
All right, guys, be safe out there. We appreciate you joining us here on the Winner's Circle. We will see you next week.